Recreational boating has taken a hit this season on local waterways, and it may not be just because of the construction project that is underway on Centennial Drive at Orillia's waterfront. Alan LaFontaine, the executive director of the Orillia Chamber of Commerce and harbor master for the Port of Orillia, says boating is way off this year. I think the recession is finally starting to kick in, he said. We are hearing that a lot of boaters are just staying put in the marina. A repair problem with the Kirkfield lift lock and the ongoing staffing issues with the Big Chute Marine Railway are also keeping boaters at bay, he explained. Staffing issues are happening everywhere, LaFontaine said. They are doing last call downtown at 10 p.m. because there just isn't the job pool of people. LaFontaine says the unemployment rate is starting to rise, but the participation rate of people who want to work remains extremely low. I don't know what you do as an employer to get people to work, he said. Wages have risen above minimum wage, but we just don't have a big labor pool. The seawall at the Port of Orillia, which is free for boaters to dock on to go shopping, has not been busy this summer, he said. I can't jump on the bandwagon and say it's this construction project, LaFontaine said. I think the price of fuel is a big concern. Plus, people are getting caught up in what they spent during the pandemic that they didn't really have. LaFontaine says he's talked with other marinas who say they are facing the same issues, which is what makes him confident the rough season isn't entirely due to construction along Orillia's normally picturesque waterfront. The good news is LaFontaine expects boating to bounce back as early as next year. My sense is that boaters who took a year off from boating will come back, he said. However, the residual effects of inflation are going to last a few years. The Port of Orillia has found some success this year with its Christmas in June and Canada Day events. The port is also close to selling out for the July 29th Mardi Gras event in Couchiching Beach Park. It will be a good public event, LaFontaine said. I think by then we will have some things resolved with the construction.